You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This week's podcast are focusing on the managers of any of the teams that we're all paying attention to. I'm Allison Fitter from MLB.com, and of course, we're going to talk about the Washington Nationals with Bill Latson, who has a new manager to cover. And Bill, we've talked about him in the past, but I want to delve a little bit more into Dusty Baker, who we're all very familiar with. So just your initial impressions. I mean, you've been in camp for a few weeks now. Just your initial impressions on the kind of camp that Dusty's running and what's the overall kind of feeling about this?
Well, I think he has great charisma, Allison. It's obvious that every player in the locker room takes him seriously, coming compared to Matt Williams. And they seem more relaxed now. It seems like Dusty Baker's always patting them on the back. And it's really interesting. I mean, it's more interesting watching him have conversations with the rookies. Like the other day, he had one with Spencer Kimebaum, who's a catcher in the national system. And he was able to get out of a bases-loaded jam with the pitcher Sammy Solis. And, you know, after the inning ended, I mean, you should have seen Dusty Baker just patting him on his back, patting him on the head, praising him and everything. So I think that's a big difference between Dusty Baker and Matt Williams. There's always praise, and the team is more relaxed, you know, so far. I mean, the season's not even started yet, but that's the way I look at it now.
Yeah, and when it comes to somebody like Dusty, it's not like he has to come in and prove himself. It's not like he's a young manager that the team's taking a flyer on and hoping that he'll be able to do the job. I mean, Dusty comes in, it's like, oh, he's been there, he's done that. He's been around a really long time. He's managed in the World Series. That has to resonate with the players, because this is not a young team full of, like, baby Nationals. I mean, there's a lot of guys that might be young, but they're also established. That has to be a nice fit there.
No question. And, you know, like, his resume says it all. I mean, even though he's not a Hall of Famer, people look at him as a Hall of Famer because of all that he's accomplished as a player, as a manager, and even as a coach. And think of all the players he matched. I mean, Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa, even Jay Bruce. I mean, so they take that, the players take that all seriously. And I think it helps that some of the players spoke to, you know, like the Jay Bruces of the world and the Joey Vottos of the world. And it helped that they got an idea of who Dusty Baker's all about.
So, yes, we know what Dusty Baker's all about. So I do want to touch on a couple of the lighter topics. One, it's really funny. Just like he had a hard time remembering the name of one of the most famous baseball players playing the game right now in Bryce Harper, which is hilarious. He was calling him
yes.
Royce.
Yeah.
So, who corrected him, and how did he finally, like, say, oops, I'm doing this wrong?
Well, actually, he corrected himself, and no one really corrected him. And what's interesting is that Bryce Harper started teasing him and calling him, Rusty. So, you know, that's the way things are going around the clubhouse here. And, you know, it's lighthearted, and I think what's interesting to the players is all the people Dusty Baker knows. I mean, outside of the baseball world. I mean, the other day we saw him talking to Joe Namath. He's always talking about how he loved Bill Walsh, the former 49ers coach, and you know, how he loved, Jimi Hendrix, Otis Redding in the music field. So that was, it's really fascinating when you're dealing with Dusty Baker.
Yeah, I would say you beat me to it. I was going to ask you about that. Having Joe Namath at camp, were you there that day? And did you do a double take when you first saw him, or was it?
No! I mean, when I saw him, I took a picture of both of them. It's on the website, and what was funny about that he went to Clint Robinson. And he said, "Hey, big boy, go introduce yourself." And Clint Robinson's from Alabama, so. That was the connection there. And, you know, Namath won a national championship with Alabama. So that's why that was kind of funny to see. And it was like, a little boy meeting his hero, to see Clint Robinson, you know, shaking hands with Joe Namath. So that's about it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, Dusty is an interesting guy. I mean, for people that don't really know a lot about him. I mean, beyond baseball, it's not just the famous people that he's friends with. I mean, he's got friends from all walks of life. He can sit and talk baseball with you. He can sit and talk wine. He has got, you know, when he was let go by the Reds, I'm like, Dusty Baker's never going to be bored in life because he has, he's so smart and he just loves meeting all different kinds of people. My last question I want to ask you, and I've been asking all the reporters about this with respect to their managers, just from an analytical standpoint. So Dusty's obviously a guy who's very experienced, a veteran guy, he's been around forever. Does he embrace the analytics side? How does he, what side of the fence does he come down on that whole thing?
When it comes to, could you repeat that, please?
From an analytical standpoint, you know, with all the front offices that are turning to the sabermetrics, quote unquote, and some are doing it kicking and screaming with, like, you know, Terry Collins has made it very clear that he's not really into it, but he's doing it and
right.
adhering to the, you know, the edicts of his bosses. So where does Dusty come down on how much the analytics play into a game day?
He's in the middle. He's often said that he takes that seriously, but he's also going to go by feel. What he sees from the eye test, and he believes in it, but he's a man in the middle of it. He's not like Terry Collins at all.
Okay. All right, Bill, thanks very much. Get back to your game, and we'll talk to you next week.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.